Scott and White has had a long tenure relationship with Texas A&M, with the medical school and other alliances, and we look forward to even strengthening that relationship. It actually came from an idea through our foundation office that wouldn't it be great to partner with the school, specifically the Landscape Architecture School, and have an opportunity with the master's program there to have the students be able to put some concepts around a healing garden. On our new campus, we'll have a cancer center, and when folks have to receive chemotherapy, it's really nice to pass the time to have something that promotes healing. It's nice to look at, and also just nice area to congregate among patients, families, etc. So we pitched this idea to the Landscape Architecture program at A&M, and they took it. There are 11 students within the master's program put proposals together. They went through three rounds of different proposals, looking at those proposals, and those were narrowed down to the top four. And then ultimately a winner was chosen, and the winner received a $2,000 scholarship, and that $2,000 scholarship was in collaboration between four entities. First, our contractor on our site, out there, hospital site, Kitchell Construction, and then our architectural firm, Jacobs, as well as our management group called Adams Management, as well as Scott and Wild Healthcare, all went together and came up with this scholarship and awarded the student. We've selected his healing garden concept. He goes by Leo, so Leo was chosen, and he will be right there working with our landscape architects to implement his design and concept on our new campus.
Yeah, looking at the news release, 11 students submitting designs and then going through three rounds of presentation. So obviously this is a real-world sort of climate that these students participated in.
Absolutely. I think talking with their professor, that it definitely prepared them for the real world. But these were full animated 3D proposals they put together with full presentations as well as mock-ups. And I really got to hopefully get a good feel for what it would look like. They all did a fantastic job. It was very difficult to select the winner. But ultimately, we went with one. And we're really excited about implementing his proposal, his project onto our new campus.
You touched on this at the beginning about the benefits of this to patients and employees, and I really want to stress that because this is not just something pretty. This is something that can be of true medical benefit.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, with healthcare conditions such as cancer, stress comes, and anything we can do to relieve stress is a benefit. A benefit to patients, but also to their family, their loved ones that are on that journey to defeat cancer. So a healing garden is able to provide that, have nice sitting areas as well as some water features to help, as well as just nice things to look at to pass the time and really promote healing both inside and out.
The other thing that Dr. Rayburn mentioned in the news release, and I'm sure you concur, and that's a reference to the contribution made by physicians and staff at Scott & White and College Station to make the Healing Garden a reality.
Absolutely. The what's really just a neat thing about this Healing Garden is the support that it's gotten from our physicians and our staff. Scott and White truly stand behind their mission of providing the right care at the right place in their communities. Under the leadership of our primary care division director, Dr. Rob Whiprude, he led a campaign where across our 110 providers, that's doctors and physician assistants and nurse practitioners, 97% participated, and then we had a large participation in our staff, and over $300,000 was raised to put toward this healing garden, right from Scott and White physicians and staff.
It's been a few months since I've asked about an update on construction. I know the last time I visited, things were well ahead of schedule, and I'm guessing the weather hasn't hindered that progress any.
No, weather's been quite cooperative. We broke ground on a new structure on the site. But first, I'll touch base on the hospital. We're all dried in from the hospital standpoint. If you enter the hospital today, it's really shaping up and looking like a hospital. The framing is in progress inside. We've started to lay flooring and even started painting some areas. The parking lots are in place, so the hospital's progressing quite nicely on the inside. You can definitely tell where the patient rooms are going to be, the operator rooms. and even our coolers are in for our kitchen area. When you look on the outside of the building, we broke ground on our medical office building, which will be about 120,000 square feet, and we started on the fourth floor from a steel and construction standpoint, and it's on schedule to come online in coordination with the hospital. And yes, we're definitely ahead of schedule, and we expect to see our first patient next August 1st of 2013.
Anything else that I've missed that the listeners would be interested in knowing?
One other thing is that we're definitely committed to providing a stronger economic development for the greater Brazos Valley, and just stay tuned. We hope to start really recruiting our leadership positions in the hospital, and that will start in the month of November. And then our staff-level positions will definitely start adding later toward the spring and summer of 2013. And all in all, we're at about 225 to 250 additional staff members to our new hospital here in College Station.